I'm Laura Winters.
Michigan's up, and we're going to have a tremendous success there. And then we have a thing called Super Tuesday, and I think we're leading 91-7.
Donald Trump wins the Republican South Carolina primary, and despite her loss in her home state, Nikki Haley says she's staying in the race. Next stop, Michigan, the primary there on Tuesday.
In the next 10 days, another 21 states and territories will speak. They have the right to a real choice.
Now, speaking of victories, former President Trump winning a record 7th CPAC straw poll as he heads toward another nomination for president. Trump speaking Saturday afternoon at the annual gathering of conservatives at National Harbor in Maryland.
November 5th will be our new Liberation Day, but for the liars and cheaters and fraudsters and censors and imposters who have commandeered our government, it will be their judgment day. Their judgment day.
President Biden and First Lady Jill, along with Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband, hosting a black tie dinner at the White House Saturday night for the nation's governors.
Here's the possibilities. Possibilities, because there's so, I have never been more optimistic in my life about the prospects, what we can do if we just work together. There's nothing beyond our capacity.
Volkswagen recalling 260,000 cars due to a fire risk. USA's John Schaefer with details.
The car manufacturer indicates that compact cars in the U.S. might experience a fuel leak from a pump inside the gas tank. The recall affects Volkswagen Golf, Golf GTI, Golf Sportwagon, Jetta, and Audi A3 models that were produced between 2015 and 2020. As of now, no fires have been reported due to the issue.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp writing a letter to President Biden expressing outrage over the 26-year-old illegal alien from Venezuela who's accused of killing a female nursing student at the University of Georgia as she went out for a morning jog. Kemp demanding a response to questions surrounding the immigration status of the arrested suspect in the murder of Laken Riley. Kemp writing, Laken Riley's tragic death struck the hearts of Georgians everywhere and has rightfully sparked national outrage. As I have said many times before, the governor writes, every state is now a border state because of Joe Biden's inaction. And today I am again demanding answers and information from the Biden administration that will help us protect our citizens when the federal government will not. University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark on the charges.
He has been charged with the following: malice murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another.
Former TV talk show host Wendy Williams announcing she has the same form of dementia that actor Bruce Willis is suffering from. Williams, who was 59, tested after having problems with her memory. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.